The New Testament reading this morning is from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. For then he would have had to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
Today I think I need shelves. Not just one, shelves, plural. But I'll make it. We will make it okay. The New Testament lesson today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. In the Gospel of Mark, this is a part where Jesus is heading toward his crucifixion. And this is what he says. Hear the words of the Lord. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be I know I'm wearing a long robe, but I'm not a scribe, right? Okay. Who walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and he watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I think about this text every once in a while. Throughout all my years of going to church, this text has been preached. And if you attend a church that follows the lectionary, there's a chance that every 3 years you get to hear this text. It's important for many reasons. First of all, I think about this poor widow who gives absolutely everything she has. And I think about what I would do in that kind of a situation. Because I think, well, I've got all of these responsibilities. I have some debts I have to pay. If I gave everything, how would I be able to do it? And then I wonder, does that mean that I really don't trust God? I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I kind of struggle with that. Am I giving enough? Am I doing enough? And those kinds of questions sometimes can eat at us and sometimes can stop us in our tracks and keep us from doing anything productive. It's very clear that Jesus was using this as an example. It's very clear that Jesus wasn't saying, "Okay, look what this poor widow did. Now everybody go do the same." Jesus didn't say that. He said that often we contribute out of our abundance. The stuff that I have extra here, go ahead and take that. But this person put everything she had, everything she had to live on and gave it to God. Sometimes we look at the reality of our world. We remember that while this widow is doing that, she's living in a part of the world at a time that things weren't peaceful always. Things were very up in the air. And sometimes people end up in situations that they never dreamt possible. I've met people who have lost absolutely everything they own. I think about the people in California who lost in an entire community because of a fire. I think about people who think they're doing the right thing with their money only to find out they're not. And I think about all of the people who live in between violence and power. Because we know people who are living their lives moment by moment. And we know people who have lost absolutely everything they have. This widow willingly gave everything that she had. As you might imagine, it was a pretty long plane trip when we left Turkey and we landed in New York. And fortunately, because airplanes are the way they are, we had the ability to, watch our own movies with our own little headphone, and I could scroll through and see. And on the way home, I realized that I had never seen the movie of Les Miserables. I've seen the stage play several times, and I have the soundtrack, and I know the songs, but I never got to see the movie, and yes, it was on my plane, and I got to watch it. It was fantastic. And while I love all the stage plays I've seen of Les Mis, I loved seeing the movie because you were just in close, and you could see the people's faces. If you don't know the story of Les Mis, it happened that this man had been committed of a crime that he didn't commit, and he served in hard labor. After 20 years, he escaped that hard labor, and he became a fugitive of the law. But he reinvented himself. He became a mayor of a small town. And then, as movies always happen, his past catches up with him. But also in the meantime, he adopts this young girl whose mother died a horrible death, much like this widow. She had absolutely nothing, and when she got sick, there wasn't money for medicine, and she died. I love the story of Les Mis. I love the music. I love the soundtrack. I love everything about it because it teaches us that in this world, there are people who just mean you harm. But in the midst of that, if we dwell only on those people who mean us harm, we forget about all of the helpers. We forget about all of the people along our way who are willing to help us, to give us a boost up. Well, this is one of the things that we're seeing here. The plight of this poor widow who has absolutely nothing. And that's the point of this story. What she's teaching us is that my love for God is more important than anything else on this earth. What she's reminding us is that our time on this earth is fleeting, but our life with God forever is just that, forever. A little bit later on in the service, we're going to remember the saints from our congregation who have gone on before us. And each one of them, in their own way, taught us those lessons. Boy, we just do everything we can on this earth, and we love people, and we gather around them, and we support them, and we help them. But we know this world is not our home. And I believe that this story of the widow's offering is telling us that this is more than just about giving. This truly tells a story about ourselves. How would I react in that situation? When I was in seminary, one of my professors said that in every text, we should read it and put ourselves in every character's spot. We should read it as we're reading our own story. How would I have reacted if I was this widow? How would I have reacted if I was one of Jesus's disciples? This story tells us the truth about ourselves. And the truth, I will tell you right now, for me, sometimes I want to completely ignore the widow. I want to think about all of the different agencies in town and in this state that could help her without asking myself, how can I help her? This story tells us about ourselves. Most of us would never ever want to be her. Most of us never would want to give up absolutely everything that we have and sacrifice our whole life. And so oftentimes we walk this very thin line between pitying her and having empathy for her. Could I live that life? Could I be as bold and courageous? And could I trust God as much as this widow trusts God? I think that's what I need to remember. I need to remember that sometimes just feeling good about myself comes not from what I've done, but sometimes what I step outside myself to do, and what I feel, and what my plans are. Do I show compassion? Do I show kindness and true mercy? And for this woman, sometimes she ceases to be actually a person and becomes an institution. In fact, I know we're not too far away from the Christmas season and the Christmas carol. And remember that line in the Christmas carol when Scrooge says, "Aren't there institutions that we can put people in? I don't have to worry about them because the state is taking care of them." And yet God says to us, this woman is a child of God. She is not an institution. She is a child of God. And because her circumstances led her to that plight, and your circumstances led you a different direction, that does not give you the excuse. This tells us, this story tells us the truth about ourselves, how we would react. And it tells us the truth about God. We know that God knows us inside and out. We know that God knows our intentions and that God knows our thoughts. We know that about God. And God also knows that inside each of us, when we sometimes look towards self-preservation, God reminds us, like pricks our consciousness, pricks our hearts, pricks our brains, to say, I created everyone. I created this world. There is enough for everyone. How are you helping to make that possible? And what we remember is that no matter what I tell myself about how that's not my problem, that's her problem, her family should be stepping up, her community should be stepping up, there are places that can help her, I don't have to be part of the solution. I'm not really fooling anyone. I'm not really fooling myself, and I especially I'm not fooling God. When I think about the saints of the church, when I think about the people who have worshiped in this sanctuary and have gone on before us, when I think about the examples that I have had in my lifetime from my own family, from my own friends, from my own situations and circumstances, and the people that have helped me at times when I felt desperate. Jesus sees us. Jesus sees that sometimes we feel like we're caught in the middle and we have no power, and that we have very few choices. And that's when Jesus says to us, trust me. Trust me. That's what this widow did. She trusted in God. And this widow's mite, this widow's coin that she gave, now has greater power than all of the rest of the money in that treasury. Not because of her, but because of God. God says, I will always love you, even to the end of the age. I will always be loyal to you, even when you pretend not to know me. I will always be with you, even if you try to close the door on me. And God shows us. God shows us through the giving that we receive. God shows us through the grace that is given to us. On this day, as we remember those who have gone ahead of us, as we remember all the saints that we have ever met in our lives, as we remember the saints from ages past, the ones that stood up and helped us form our faith, as we remember, let us remember that it is God's grace that allows us to be the hands and feet of Christ in this community, in this nation, and around the world. May it be so for us today and for us every day. May we remember that God is with us always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
You have been listening to a podcast from Wabash Presbyterian Church. For more sermons and resources, please visit us at wabashpresbyterian.com.